承诺没承诺，情话承诺没承诺，啊情话，爱也可懂，爱谁？
Farimukasu, the Kofeli Katimunava, Tremasumerati, Siesiemima, Wajumano, why you miss Eradi, welcome, Daddy Wami, Nipadia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where you may say, Rati, welcome. Daddy, what me, ni pedie. Kama so many manu, ni bro. Nama yewe, janudu. Well, you may say, Brady, welcome. And Eddie, woman, you bet you. Come on, so many manu, yes, we. The valley of Anus, the very good matter. The valley of Anus.
say. Erade fra me ba adwumu to mu say. Memfa na wura chichira nsem mra de na koma aboto.
Ani amatiti wo ba be jane. Eme parabo, eme fanchai. Odi ma fu anyame aka ne wonta. So ba be kwenti awo ha oni wa ma nye biara. Uni sia ba ba dane wo siri awate. Wari wa ba be dane wo ni sie. Wa pini sie be dane wo jontu. Wa ba ba de ba ba dane wa salate. Ona me ba ba dane siro. No ra fu akasa. Odi ma fu anyame akwe na no fu akye. Jino di ne ra di akano.
So to mighty Father, have your way, have your way.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom, morning, people of God. Shalom, morning, church. Please, I believe you are all doing well. Glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus. By the special grace of God, myself and my family, we are doing well. Wow, I thank God for your lives. God bless you. So, Mame Koko, God bless you. Congratulations to, congrats. Our dear sister got married last Friday. It was such an awesome experience. Congrats, congrats, congrats. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that the same God who has begun this great journey, he will be with you. He will be with your husband. He will help both of you. He will open greater doors and his purposes will be fulfilled. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord bless you all in Jesus' precious mighty name. If you celebrated your birthday this month and I was not aware of it, I want to make a simple prayer for you that the glorious God that I serve will multiply you on every side. May he cause your tears to be tears of joy. From today, any tears that will come out of your eyes will be tears of joy and tears of gratitude. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I abolish struggles from your life by reason of the anointing that is at work on this altar. May God open doors for you where your strength cannot take you. May this oil work for you and push you there in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. And if you are yet to celebrate your birthday too, we wish you a glorious birthday in advance. We pray for that the grace of God will order your steps even to places of glory. Hallelujah. God richly bless you. Amen. All right, I want to welcome all of you to the second day of the 3 days of priesthood. In fact, they took our light yesterday around 6 p.m. and the light came late this dawn. I think it was almost around 2 a.m. there that the light came. And all my batteries were down. That's why we couldn't. Hallelujah. That's why we couldn't meet at 12 a.m. and also at 6 a.m. But then, you know, you be bashim. Hallelujah. You be bumpire ne di ashim. Amen. If you don't understand you be bashim, it means but your mama te bro for no mon kan to aso mama wa yin. Alright, the Lord bless you and favor you greatly. Somebody said, we'll play it inside, Bishop. God bless you and favor you all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. So we have begun this journey of priesthood for like 3 weeks now. And the gracious Lord is helping us. I believe by now, we all have received basic and foundational knowledge of who and what a priest is. I hope you know that one. Amazing. Amazing. And I believe we all know that we are priests and that we are on an assignment fulfilling our priestly duties. And I believe strongly that the same grace that God released upon the Lord Jesus Christ, even concerning his priestly assignment on earth, I believe that that same grace will come upon us, even as it is already at work in us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, yesterday I made us understand the two things that consecrates a priest. Two things that God, in his wisdom, intended to use to consecrate the priests because of the sensitivity of the assignments. And the first one I made mention of was the garment of the priest. The garment of the priest. Now, we understood that every priest has a garment, and this garment was specially made by God. And because of that, their garments are totally different from what the other Israelites were wearing. And the garments were made for two main purposes of God. The Bible says that God instructed Moses to prepare the garment for Aaron so that it would be for glory and beauty. And we understood what that glory is. We said the Hebrew word for that word glory is kabod, which actually is speaking of the reputation. It is speaking of the dignity of God. So whenever that priest is in the garment, wherever he appears, there is a certain strange reverence. There is a certain kind of respect that must be given to him. And that respect is not because of the priest, but because of what the garment is standing for. The garment is actually standing for the reputation of God, not the reputation of the priest. Are you getting my point? So whenever you see the priest, you must see the God that the priest is serving. And that is why even among fetish priests, when you see them, you definitely know that the kind of garments they are wearing is actually, you know, depicting that they are walking with a certain spirit. Are you following? So mostly when fetish priests are coming, there's a kind of atmosphere that comes with them, a certain kind of fear that comes with them. When it bonus now, you must, you want to go back because you think he might do something evil. That evil you are sensing and fear you are feeling around the priest, the fetish priest, is actually the what we call the reverence or the dignity of the God that priest is moving with. Are you following? But then, when you meet every priest of God, he also exudes a certain dimension of God's glory. There is this kind of fear of God. There is this kind of God's reputation that is on him. That is why every priest is supposed to reflect God's fear. He's supposed to reflect God's reputation, God's dignity. Are you following? So the garment that is on the priest actually commands genuine respect. Are you following? Then we also spoke about the fact that aside it being for glory, which is the reputation of God, it is also speaking of beauty. And we said the word beauty is tiferet, which is actually standing for rank. It is letting you know of the rank in the spirit. Are you following? Now, whenever you are in your priestly garment, it is depicting God's glory and also depicting God's beauty. Now, the beauty speaks of many things, but it speaks mostly of your rank in the spirit realm. When it is connected to God, it is actually talking about dimensions of God's riches. Are you listening to me? Good, because the kind of commands that God gave, they took very expensive and precious materials to prepare the garment of the priest. Even the breastplate of righteousness alone, when you go into it, it has 12 precious stones in it. And if you even get one precious stone, it is very valuable. Are you following? So it took a heavy price to actually mold that kind of garment for the priest. So it depicts all the riches in Christ. There is no glorious, or let me say, no precious stone that is highly precious in the sight of God that is not found in the garments of the priest. Gold is found there because most of the things were knitted with gold. We'll explain that as we begin to pick all of them one by one. The precious stones are part. So that means that even the garment depicts the riches that are in Christ. It also speaks of your rank. Are you following? So as you are listening to me right now, Jesus has made you a priest unto God. That means you have your priestly garment on. But what we understood here is that the garment of the priest can be dirty. Are you following? The garment of the priest can be dirty. It can be filthy. And we understood this from the book of Zechariah chapter 3, when Zechariah was in a vision and he said, "And I saw the high priest Joshua standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." The reason was because the high priest was in a filthy garment. Now, the Bible made mention of him being a high priest. That should let you know he was in his priestly garment. Because until a man is in his priestly garment, you cannot depict that he is a priest. Are you following? Now, he was in his priestly garment, and the garment was filthy. And because of that, Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him. Meanwhile, it is the duty of the priest to resist the devil rather. According to James chapter 4 verse 7, the Bible says, "Submit yourself therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." But the moment the garment became dirty, the enemy actually took the work we were supposed to do, and he was using it against us. Are you following? So that is what happens. Anytime your priestly garment is filthy, you even try to cast out demons and it becomes difficult. Because when it comes to the matters of casting out demons and overthrowing powers, it is as a result of your rank in the spirit realm. That is why a man of God like Pastor Chris, let's say you meet another man of God who is trying to cast out a demon and it takes about 3 hours to cast out only one demon. But Pastor Chris will just say out in few seconds and the demon leaves. Now, they were all mentioned in the name of Jesus. Now, at this moment, it is not the name of Jesus that is actually releasing the power. It is actually the rank of the man of God, the rank of the priest. Are you listening to me? And your rank is as a result of the beauty that your garment is manifesting. What it means is that if your garment is filthy, it affects its beauty. And I told you the beauty is speaking of the rank. So the more we keep sinning as priests, the more we cause our garments to be dirty. And the more we cause the garment to be dirty, the more we begin to lose rank in the spirit realm. And let me tell you, if you lose rank in the spirit realm as a priest, you have lost something very heavy. Then aside the losing of rank, another dimension of what the garment stands for is glory. And I told you that the glory also speaks of life. Life. What it means is that whenever your priestly garment is on you and it is having its glory intact, you cannot die prematurely. And we spoke about how in the book of Numbers chapter 20 verse 28, Aaron was having his priestly garment intact. He could not die. So God told Moses to take him to Mount Hor and remove the garment and put it on his son Eleazar. And the Bible said, the moment Moses stripped Aaron of his garment, he died. What it means is that the garment actually is representing immortality in you as a priest. So whenever you are afraid to die, it means your garment has a problem. Are you listening to me? And the part of your of what the garment does that preserves your life or grants you immortality is the glory dimension. And I told you that right now we have a mortal body, that is a body that can die. By the time is come, we are going to have an immortal body. That immortal body, according to the word of God, in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, even verse 50, is called the glorious body. Why is it called the glorious body? Glory speaks of immortality. Are you following? But then, this is why the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When man sinned, he only fell short of the glory of God. And when man fell of the glory of God, what happened? He died. God said, if you eat, you will die. So the more you lose glory, the more you are losing life, and the more you are dying. But if you don't want to die, then you have to keep your priestly garment intact because it is for glory. Are you listening to me? So sin is what reduces your glory in life. Sin is what reduces your glory in life. Now, I told you, so the garment of the priest is the first tool of consecration that God puts on the priest that separates him from the other people. And the next one is called the oil, the anointing oil. The anointing oil. Very important. The anointing oil. Now I said the garment represents your glory. It also the glory of God, which speaks of your inability to die just like that. It also speaks of the reputation of God on your life, the seal of God's dignity on your life. It also speaks of the beauty, which is the tiferet, that speaks of the riches and the rank that God bestows on you. Then the next thing is the oil. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. The Bible said, let thy garment always be white. Let thy garment always be white, and let thy head lack no ointment or oil. Are you following? Let your garment always be white, and let not your head lack any oil. Child of God, these two things, your garment and the oil, they are very, 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 very important in your priestly assignment. Are you listening to me? And there are purposes for the oil. As we have understood the purpose for the garment, there are also purposes for the oil. Now, one of the main reasons why God actually told Moses to let the people prepare the oil, we go into what we call the chemistry of the anointing oil. We will know why God told them to use olive tree. Why did God tell them to add certain spices? What was the purpose of those spices? Are you following? Then we will know the assignment of those spices inside the body of the man or the priest. Hallelujah. So now, God told them that they should use certain spices to prepare the oil. And the main purpose of the oil was that it was going to give light. Because the main purpose of the oil in the priest's assignment was that the oil was going to be put in the seven candlesticks, or which we call the menorah, which it will now give us light from the candlesticks. So the main purpose of the oil was for light. So in the book of Exodus chapter 25, verse 6, he said, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense. Oil for the light. Now, in the spirit realm and scripturally, when the Bible speaks of light, the word of the Lord is speaking of four main things. Four main things. The first one is called knowledge. The second one is called understanding. The third one is called revelation. And the fourth one is called wisdom. Knowledge, understanding, revelation, and wisdom. These are the four main lights in God. But take note, all these lights are not the same. Are you listening to me? All of them shine at different levels of frequency and intensity. So the higher the intensity of the light, then it means we would need more oil to power it. Are you listening to me? Now, this is the kind of prayer that Paul was always praying in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, I think from verse 17 downwards. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 downwards. He said, when you read from verse 16, he said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. See, in two verses, Paul made mention of all these things. He spoke about the spirit of revelation, of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Are you following? So take note, child of God. Every priest must be enlightened. The moment oil is poured on your head, after it has set you apart for the priestly assignment, the oil's main purpose is also supposed to be for light. You must have knowledge. Not knowledge in any other thing like accounts, no, but the knowledge of God. You must have the knowledge of God. You must have the understanding. You must have the revelation. And you must have the wisdom of God. Are you listening to me? So take note. If the oil is actually going to be for the purpose of all these lights, then the moment your head is lacking oil, you will also be lacking in God's knowledge, you'll be lacking in God's understanding, you'll be lacking in God's revelation, and you'll be lacking in God's wisdom. Are you listening to me? So he said, as for your garment, let it always be white. And also, don't let your head lack any oil. Because the purpose of the oil is for light. And I've just explained to you the dimensions of lights. And we'll go into all that. And we'll know all these lights and their levels of intensity or frequency. Hallelujah. So if you are a priest, one of the main assignments of the priest was that they were supposed to explain the Torah to the people. And the Torah is speaking of the scriptures as at the time that they had from Genesis down to Deuteronomy, which speaks of the five books of Moses. By then, that was the only they had. And they were supposed to read it out to the people and explain. Are you following? So in the book of Malachi chapter 2, verse 7, Malachi chapter 2, verse 7, he says, "For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts." When you read from the ISV, he says, "For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and people should seek instruction from his mouth, because he is the messenger of the Lord of the heavenly armies." So, child of God, so long as you are a priest, your lips should preserve knowledge. That is what it means. You should know. You should have the knowledge of God and to teach. Because he said, people should come to you for instructions. Now, when people come to you, what are you going to say? Are you following? Even when Peter was speaking, I think in the book of 1 Peter 3:15, he was telling us that we should always have a ready answer for anybody who asks us questions concerning our faith. When somebody meets you and says, "Why do you believe in Jesus Christ and not Buddha?" you should have a ready answer and defend your faith. But can most of us answer these kind of questions? When somebody meets you and says, "Why are you a Christian and not a Buddhist?" what will you say? The gift of tongues. He said, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Always, always. Nothing out of a book. And this is as a result of the light of God's knowledge at work in you. And also, this light of God's knowledge comes as a result of his oil on your head. Do you know the reason why? Because the Bible said, we have already received the anointing, and that is the Spirit. The first thing the Holy Ghost does is that, you see, I told you that there are three main places of the Holy Ghost when he's moving with a person. The first one, he is with you. The second one, he is in you. And the third one, he is upon you. Are you following? When the Holy Spirit is in you, he is just convicting you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you believe in the Lord, he will now move into you. He will now live in you. The moment the Holy Spirit lives in you, he is known as the anointing. Are you following? Now, when he enters into you in the form of the anointing, he creates what we call a well, a bura, filled with water. And that is what happened in the book of John 4, when Jesus met the woman, the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. When Jesus wanted to drink some of the water, and the woman said, "You did not bring anything to fetch it. And in fact, you are from Jerusalem and I'm from Samaria. And you all know, you said it is only in Jerusalem that the Lord is there. So we should come there and worship. But as for Samaria, there is no God here." So there is no, you know, there is no link between the Samaritans and those in Jerusalem. And then Jesus began to talk to the woman about her marital issues, and spoke a lot of things. The woman said, "I perceive that thou art a prophet." And Jesus said to the woman, "This water that I'm even asking from you, if you give it to me to drink, I will be thirsty again. But I have a certain kind of water. When I give it to you, you will never thirst again in your life. And the water I give to you, the moment you drink, it shall be in you a well that is springing forth unto eternal life." What is that well? That is the Holy Ghost. The moment the Holy Ghost enters into a man, he becomes a well. Now, the name of the well is called salvation. Are you following? Salvation. So the word of the Lord said, "With joy we shall draw water out of the wells of salvation." Now, this well is actually in you. And it is not only one well. It is wells. So when the Holy Ghost is inside a man, he becomes wells of water known as salvation. Without the Holy Ghost, nobody can be saved. We need to understand that. Because he's the one that will first circumcise your heart. And once your heart is circumcised, he will now also renew a right spirit in you by reviving the spirit which was numbed. Then he lives inside your heart. That is what salvation is. Are you listening to me? Beautiful. Now, when the Holy Ghost is in you as well, he is also known as the anointing. And when the Holy Spirit is in you as the anointing, there is what he does. In the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. The Bible said, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Let me read it from the ISV. He says, the anointing you received from God abides in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you this. Instead, because God's anointing teaches you about everything and is true and not a lie, abide in him as he taught you to do. So the anointing that we have received in us teaches us. Are you following? So, but you have received the Holy Spirit and he lives. You see, the NLT is actually making mention of the Holy Ghost, while other versions are saying the anointing. So he's talking about the same person. The anointing is the Holy Ghost. And his main goal is to bring light. That's why he said, it is truth. Truth. Are you following? Now, yesterday, I made you understand what the word truth actually means. I told you that even when you look at the armor, the whole armor of God, there is what we call the belt of truth. And it is the first that was mentioned. The belt of truth. And it is the most important of them all. The belt of truth. Why is it the most important? And I told you that even looking at the armor, there are two dimensions of the word of God made mention in it. The first one is the belt of truth, and the second one is the sword of the spirit. So when the first one was mentioned, the belt of truth, it was the first. But then when the Bible made mention of the sword of the spirit, he said, and take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Take the sword. So what is truth and what is the sword of the spirit? Are they all not God's word? But then I made us understand that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. The truth. There are many things in the Bible that are true but are not the truth. In fact, there are many things in this world that are true but not the truth. Are there gods? Yes. But are those gods the God? No. So when we make mention of the truth, we are talking of Christ in the scriptures. Christ in the scriptures. Christo enenokre asa. If an angel appeared to Daniel and spoke, they are all in the Bible. Yes, they are scriptures. But Christ is the truth. Every direct word about Christ in the Bible is truth. Are you listening to me? Now we should understand that it is not only Christ that is found in the Bible. The Bible is used for many things. Because even at a point, Satan spoke. When you go to the book of Genesis chapter 3, the serpent spoke. That was Satan. He spoke. There are people who can use the speakings of the serpent for other things. Now they are reading it from the Bible. There are people who curse using other spirits. And they also use the writings of some of the Psalms to curse people. And I will explain why that thing is happening. Amen. The Bible is an open book. Are you following? In fact, even you as you are sitting here, you can let certain verse of the Bible mean what you want them to mean. The gift of tongues. Are you listening to me? But that is why the Holy Ghost is known as the Spirit of Truth. He is searching for the Christ in the Bible. Because Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So when you read the book of John chapter 4 verse 24, the Bible says that, listen to this part. He said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Very important. And you see the way the chief puts it and the way we actually understand truth is wrong. Yesu now say, I am the way, the truth. And you are saying truth is just no krekeke. What do you mean by that? Because I'm a father, not let them say I'm a father. Some are no krek. Is that the truth? No! Scripturally, when we say truth, truth is a person, and that is Christ. Yes, it is true that I picked the thing, but it is not the truth. Are you following? Truth is a person. So when the Bible says that worship God in spirit and in truth, what God is trying to say is that Christ is the only one he has appointed for man to worship. Anybody that says he is worshiping God and is not worshiping God in Christ is lost. That is not the God who made the universe. So even that scripture is an apologetic scripture. We can use it for apologetics. Not we can, we use it. Are you following? Obi also osum nyame na onim Kristo enye nyame a obo wi ase no. That's what you need to understand. Anybody that says I'm serving God, you know people who make mention of God. Oh God, you know that when you come to Ghana, for example, that many people, and many of you, when you hear these things, you think they are Christians. Who told you? Huh? Who told you? People are serving other gods that they call all of them Nyankopo. When you go to Nigeria, they have Sango, the god of thunder. They have Amadioha. Are you listening to me? Sango can stop the rain and can also cause it to rain. Sango, I'm telling you. I watched a documentary where some people went to a place in Nigeria, like around the Yoruba land, and they were going for a certain funeral, and the weather was not good. In fact, it had rained in the morning around 5 a.m. and the funeral was around 8 a.m. So they wanted the rain to stop. Every weather report was saying that it will rain throughout the whole day. Every weather report. But the people went to the shrine of Sango. They poured certain libations and stuff, and they had to bow down and use their lips on the floor to pick some of the... It's a worship to Sango. And the moment they did that, people of God, the rain ceased for 2 days. All you could literally see the clouds going backwards. Hey! I'm telling you. 2 days it did not rain. It destroyed every weather report. Because Sango is speaking. Konabaya. Hey, Sango. Are you following? Now you see, even in the ancient times, some of our forefathers will use broom to stop rain. Don't you know that? Broom. The normal broom we use to sweep our homes. They can just stretch it like that. And the bottom will be on the ground, then the other ones will spread looking upwards. Our forefathers. And it will never rain. There are some people too who can cause rain to fall only in their farmlands. If you don't know, you don't know. Are you listening to me? Now, this person is calling Sango as his God. So if the person actually was in Ghana, he would have said Sango is Onyankopon. But we all know Shango is not Christ. Because it is only in Christ that we serve God and worship God. So if you want to worship God, worship him in spirit and in truth. Who is the truth? Christ said, I am the way, the truth. So if you cannot worship the true God without Christ, it's as simple as that. That is why if you are not a Christian, you have been deceived by certain gods. You need to learn this and know how to speak it boldly. Don't say we and Muslims are worshiping this. What do you mean? What do you mean? Someone said, very true. Years back in UCC, one occult guy commanded rain in Vaco Gardens when some ladies were praying. Oh, yeah. When I came to UCC, I heard that news. Occultic, they can command rain and it will start falling. So they will spawn the prayers of the people. I'm telling you, we are here playing around. How much do you know the God of heaven? How much do you know Christ? How much do you know him? That is why you know you would need the oil for light. Oil for light. Are you listening to me? The Bible said the lips of the priest is to preserve knowledge. And people should seek, they should come to you for instructions of God. When people come to you and they want to know more of God, what do you tell them? Because you yourself, you are not allowing the Holy Ghost inside you to teach you. You are not. And today, the Lord is going to stir up the oil on the inside of us. Fresh oil will come upon us. And because of that fresh oil, we will be knowledgeable. Light will shine in our eyes. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of revelation, and the spirit of knowledge will be at work. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will send light into your soul. You will be enlightened by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You need the oil, child of God. You need the oil. Thanks be to God, the oil is already inside you. That is the Holy Ghost. He is the anointing already inside you. So one of the ways, let me help you. One of the ways to be anointed, first, which is the simplest one, the simplest, is to speak in tongues for long hours with your mind and your heart so focused. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. The moment you focus, Father, let there be an opening of the heavens, kapara, and you are focused with your heart, it's called a heartfelt prayer. You know that people, when they are praying, you know a command come. Are you following? They can be praying, rapper, take up, then their phone will be ringing. They don't answer. You are joking. I'm telling the truth, though. And that is how you will never see a certain fetish priest standing before the altar of his God, making incantations and giving sacrifices. No, you don't know. Are you getting my? They are so serious with what they are doing. So definitely they will get results. But look at what we are doing. Grow. Even when we are praying, our hearts are commanding come. What are you doing? What are we doing? Are you following? So bumpa na command kahu. You now, you, whether you like, you feel something inside your body. You feel it. Add your emotions to the prayer. Add your mind to the prayer. Add your heart to the prayer. For we be a simbi. Kopara rakat. And once you're praying, just begin to imagine your prayers sending thunder and lightning to the camps of the enemy. You will not stop praying in 2 minutes. You won't. You won't. People start praying within 10 minutes, they are tired. Akuma nkahu. Your heart is not part of the prayer. Are you following? You can't be tired when your heart is involved in your prayer. You can't be tired quickly like that. Never. Never. The same way you cannot be tired of your boyfriend because your heart has been involved. Take your heart from the boyfriend and attach it to your prayer. Some of you are commanding to me in prayer now because Victor the cop. Your heart is attached to Victor instead of your prayer. Victor, you are here shouting, I'm victorious. You are not serious. Go to Victor. Which victorious are you? Are you following? Cover. Your head will not lack oil. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And I'm telling you, one of the ways to let your head be anointed with oil is what I'm saying. Praying in tongues with your heart, your mind, and every part of your soul connected. Are you listening to me? How long you can be praying in tongues? You will cry. You will continue to pray in the tongues. I'm telling you. And if you continue for long and be consistent for months, for years, oh, something will change in your life. I'm telling you, something strange will happen to you. All of a sudden, when you are somebody wants you to invest in his business, you will know the person is a scammer. You will just know because there is a certain oil for light. Revelation will drop in your soul for you to know where I'm going is wrong. I will not invest. Are you following? Some of us, because we are not praying, we just say, there is no light, no revelation. Everywhere is dark. And we are only using our instinct to determine what is good and what is wrong. Are you listening to me? When you continue to engage in prayer like this, you, the guy that says, I will never leave you. When revelation drops in your spirit for you to see 7 years from that day, you will change your decision. I'm telling you, you will change your decision. Are you following? Many of us fell into traps because we were not praying. And when we're not praying, the oil was not stirring. And so long as the oil is not stirring, there will be no light. And where there is no light, darkness will rule. Are you listening to me? Someone said, Papa, what if you can't pray? You have to know. You have to know how to pray in tongues. Else you are missing something heavy in Christianity. That's the point. That's the truth, though. Yes. You know, most of the Orthodox churches, they don't like tongue speaking. They just come and say, Amen. Hallelujah. Even the message of the man of God will be written in a book for the whole year. So next week, what the pastor will preach is already written. What is that? What kind of life is that? What is that? Where is the place of the Holy Ghost? No wonder Witches have been made deaconesses in church, destroying people's death, and nobody is seeing it. There is no light, no revelation. No, I'm going to tell you, BS. You look at that. Huh? That's why you say, TNO, TNO, you. Of course, sorry, be sound. You will be weak. Are you listening to me? You will be weak. You better find a praying church, a church that loves God, a church that fears God. No church is perfect, but hey, go to where your destiny will emerge. Are you getting my point? Jesus is still working on his bride now, taking spots and wrinkles from us. But hey, baby, paneko. Because some of the churches, if you go there, you will not know what destiny is. You will never know. You will never have the zeal to study God's word. You will never have the zeal to pray. Nothing. Abba. What is that? Are you following? Peon, which church do you fellowship with? Okay, don't mention your church. Don't worry. Peon, I'm going to pray for you, so you send me a text after here, okay? Are you listening to God bless you? But some churches don't even believe in any gift of the Spirit. Nothing. When somebody's prophesying, they say, hey. That's a demon right there. Look at that. They classify all prophecies as demonic. All prophecies as demonic. Huh? Yeah. We are not against churches because Jesus actually is the owner of the church. But when you go to the book of Revelation, you see what he was doing. At a point, he was even fighting with his own bride, the church. When you go to the church of Pergamos, as for them, he said he is coming against them with the sword. What was happening in the church? Huh? How can you tell me that there are no prophets in our world today? How can you tell me this story? And anytime you are preaching, whenever you hear of a prophet, you are saying he's a false prophet. He's not from God because there are no prophets. What is wrong with you? Some people even say, aside the Bible, God doesn't speak anywhere again. Aside the Bible. So whatever God wants to tell you is in the Bible. If you put the Bible away, you will never hear God again from anywhere. That's what pastors are standing on the altar preaching. And I don't know if they dream or they don't dream. You need to be very careful. Whenever you are in any church like this, you should be very careful. Someone said, Captain Smart has been saying this. Oh, leave that smart man. Leave that smart man. Are you listening to me? Hey, do you know one of the things about Muslims is that they find it very difficult to dream? Every good Muslim you know will tell you when the dreams come, 1-1-1-1-1-1, and even the 1-1, they always make sure they forget them. Are you following? But there is something that happens. You don't know. They make sure you will not find any means to experience God. Because they know, naturally, God designed dreams first to talk to humanity so that man will be separated from the evil that is in his own mind and heart. Second, God has designed dream for your soul to travel ahead of time to tell you if there is an impending danger. Third, God designed dream to let you know what the devil is trying to do so that he can save you from it. And dreams are for every human being. So if you don't dream, there is a problem. Are you getting my point? If you don't dream, there is a problem. Now, basically, if you don't dream, it means you are not thinking. That's what the whole thing is. Because under normal circumstances, your dreams are actually your own thoughts that you are thinking through. So you see, when you sleep, your mind does not sleep. Your mind continues to think. But this time around, when your mind is thinking, when you are asleep, the thoughts actually come to you in the form of dreams. Are you following? So the problem is that when you sleep, your mind should continue his thinking work. So whenever you dream and you are, whenever you sleep and you are not dreaming, it means that there might be a problem with your mind thinking. Now, most of the times, what your mind does is that it becomes like, it forms what we call a screen, that the thoughts in your heart will migrate from your heart to your mind. And the moment it gets to your mind, when you are asleep, they come in the form of pictures and videos. Then your soul also travels. There are people who dream, but then they allow them not to recall what they have dreamt. The problem is still in the mind, and we need to take note of that. Are you following? Now, some of you, your problem is how you wake up from sleep. That's why you don't recall your dreams. Because whether you like it or yes, whenever you sleep, say king, you leave your own body to many places. But there are people whose eyes of their minds have been blinded. So they will leave their bodies and be walking about doing many things, but they are not seeing the thing with their mind's eye in the other realm. So even when they come back to their bodies, that is one point. Then the other one too, there are people who dream, they see themselves at many places, but then when they open their eyes from the sleep, they don't recall. That one too is another issue. Some of you, the way you wake up from sleep is the reason why you don't recall your dreams. And mostly, when you wake up now and you get up and start doing, some of you wake up now, you pick your phone, you go straight to check your WhatsApp messages, you go to Instagram. Once you are still on the bed, you are checking many things. Forget it. You will never recall your dream. And it is not like God is not showing you things. So sometimes what happens is that sometimes 3 or 4 days, when you are doing something, something will just happen and it will look like, I think I've seen this thing before. Most of the times, the things you could not recall directly from your dream, they are the things that are playing after this. And sometimes if it is an evil thing, they see you. Are you getting it? And if it keeps happening to you all the time, then you need to be strong in your soul. You need to be strong in your soul. Very important. Are you following? Every human being is supposed to dream. Every human being is supposed to dream. At least 5 dreams in a night. At least 5 dreams in a night. But you see, most of the times when you wake up from sleep and you are even recalling your dream, the last dream you had mostly will be the one that you recall. Are you getting my point? The last dream you had mostly will be the one you recall. And it does not mean that that's the only dream you have had. So get time. Are you following? If you go to work at 6:30 a.m., I want to help you. Wake up by 4:30 a.m. Don't wake up at 5. For example, if you know that from your house to the workplace will take about 45 minutes to an hour, wake up by 4:30 or even by 4. When you wake up around that time, make sure you give yourself around 25 to 30 minutes. Just lie down, close your eyes, begin to thank God inside your heart. Don't say anything. Begin to thank God for the mercy, because the Bible says that the mercies of the Lord are renewed. His compassion filled not, they are renewed every morning. So you lie down, you receive God's mercies and compassion for the day. Without speaking, once you're saying it in your heart, with your eyes closed, then after that, you just, with your eyes closed, you make up your mind to gaze on the dream you had. The Lord help me to recall these dreams. With your eyes closed, just lie down quietly with your eyes closed. Along the line, pieces of the dream will come to your eyes like pictures. Because what kind one part be, you were running. That's the only part you recall. It will come. Then along the line, another one will pop up. It might be just haphazard. It might not be coming like, you know, chronologically. It will just pick maybe scene 5. Then scene 15 will also come. Then scene 1. This. But just like, the more you are lying down and the pieces are coming to you, the Lord will help you to gather everything together for it to become one piece, and understanding will come. It takes time to recall your dreams. Are you following? We are all not like that. Certain people, the moment they wake up, no, they recall everything. It is the sharpness of our own minds and brains. Because whenever you wake up and you are recalling your dreams, your brain also becomes active. Are you listening to me? Your brain becomes active. So if you are somebody, it affects you in the recalling of your dream. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So if you are somebody and you easily forget things, and even when you read, you can't recall most of them. I want to give you a simple direction. Get honey. A war. Pray over it and ask God to grant you the grace to recall everything. Then start taking it morning and evening on a teaspoon, morning and evening for 21 days. By fire, by force, your brain will be sharp. And once your brain is sharpened, it will help you in the recalling of your dreams. People of that, certain dreams, you don't need to forget them. If you forget them, something evil will happen. You don't need to forget them. And I'm telling you that your soul power has been able to go ahead of time to pick a certain danger that is coming to you, and you did not recall it. And I didn't see. Your soul will be sad. After all that I picked, letting you know, your body did not take any action. You have now caused me to leave this body prematurely. So you need to learn some of these things. Are you following? So, people of God, may the Lord grant us grace in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for your brains that the power of God will grant you retentive memories. If any part of your memory has been darkened by reason of the oil, let there be light in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For the purpose of the oil on the head of a priest is to consecrate him and enlighten him in knowledge, in understanding, in wisdom, and in revelation. I pray that the anointing which is already at work in you will come upon you, will enlighten your heart in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Another way to also walk in the anointing, aside praying in tongues with your heart, your mind, and every part of your soul connected, another way to also walk in the anointing is through obedience. Obeying the commands of God. Obeying the commands of God. Are you listening to me? Now take note. You have your own plans. You have your own ambitions. We are not saying it is evil. But when they are not in line with God's plans and purposes, throw them away. It doesn't matter how good they look. Because not all good things are the goodness of God. You need to take note of that. Are you listening to me? Very important. Sometimes how God will increase an anointing in you, you will be shocked. God will tell you this, tomorrow don't go out. You want to go and do this, but don't go. It will spawn all your plans, you know. And sometimes that to you, when you sit down, you calculate, if you don't go out that day, you are not going to get money, because that's the same day somebody has promised you to give you something. That's the same day you're going for a particular interview for a job. But God says, don't go out. Now, if you obey the voice of God that day, it could be that God is trying to deliver you from something. But aside the deliverance, your obedience to the voice of God grants you access into a new dimension of God's anointing. Many people get anointed through the obedience of God's word. Sometimes your obedience towards God might not even be in line with any anointing you are looking for. But we grow in the anointing through obedience. Are you listening to me? A certain young man can hear God's voice. This lady you are in a relationship with, leave her alone. The moment the guy obeys God and leaves the lady, within 2 weeks, a new dimension of the prophetic anointing has come on this young guy. All because he obeyed God's voice. So anytime we keep disobeying God, we keep losing the anointing. Are you following? So you need to take note of this. When the Lord says don't fornicate and you fornicate, you have disobeyed. A dimension of the anointing will be taken away. And I told you, there is an anointing for everything. There is an anointing for everything. And the more you keep obeying God's voice, the more you increase and you grow in the anointing. I want us to lift a prayer shortly. Then we close. Your prayer is that may the Holy Ghost cause His anointing to be stirred up within you, and let the freshness of His anointing come upon you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now take note. Some of the anointing is in us as a person, the Holy Ghost, but the anointing must come upon us. It is when the anointing comes upon us that we begin to see its manifestation in many areas of our lives. When the anointing is in you, He teaches you. But when the anointing is on you, He performs. He manifests through you. Are you following? There's an anointing for wealth. When it comes upon you, even if you are selling pure water, you'll be a wealthy man. Are you following? I'm telling you. But as a priest, you need the anointing for many things. You need the anointing. In fact, some of the anointing that will come upon, the anointing is in dimensions. But there's one anointing, it is called the touch not anointing. The touch not. The Bible said when God was bringing the Israelites, even from Egypt to the land of promise, He destroyed kings and overthrew nations for their sake, because He has said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. If you try to touch them, God will kill you. And the reason was because he has anointed the people. There is a touch not anointing. When it comes upon you, even occultic people will not dare. When they mention your name in an evil mirror, an angel with a sword will appear and smash them. It's called the touch not anointing. When they call your soul in the witchcraft coven, a certain ball of fire appears and consumes them. You want to lift your voice in prayer that my Lord and my God, as I lift up my voice in prayer this morning, let me increase in your anointing. Let the touch not anointing be released upon me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The anointing to work as a priest, mighty Father, let it come upon my head in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and fire prayer now. Shepala kapan tepele ya palaba ipala la la ba ya palama shaba ba ba bo ipate kopera ipaluate bempele kopa. The anointing, the anointing. Oh God, shapaka kwapaketa ipada man tepele mena ya palama shaba. Fresh anointed, thou anointed my head with fresh oil. My cup runneth over. Hey, shabadaka, baka, 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 fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. Somebody fire prayer. I see a strong angel with his wings widely open. He said, I am releasing the anointing that covers my people from evil. I am releasing it upon them. That preservation anointing, it is coming upon you. It is coming upon you. It is coming upon you right now. The anointing that preserves life. The anointing that preserves life. I am a 3 minutes more.
Somebody pray. Oh Lord, anoint my head with fresh oil, with fresh oil, to minister your word, to declare your word. You said the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and people should seek the knowledge and instructions of God, even through the priest. Oh Lord, let me be enlightened. Let your oil come upon me. The oil that releases knowledge of God, understanding, revelation, wisdom. Let that oil be stirred up within me right now. Shababa, 2 minutes more, 2 minutes more. Lift up your voice. Oil for light, oil for light, oil for light, oil for light. For the light shineth, and darkness comprehended it not. Any darkness in your life, by reason of the oil, the light is shining, the light is shining, the light is shining. Right now, right now, right now. Shababa, ikopera man. That wants to steal something that belongs to you, I release an angelic judgment against that person right now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. If you are a driver, if you have your own car, you are driving your own car, that anybody has plotted to steal the car, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that person be arrested in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let that person be arrested in the mighty name of Jesus. Your car will not be stolen in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oil for light, oil for light, oil for light, oil for light. The Bible said, and when darkness was on the face of the deep, the Lord said, let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. It's Palama, Yapala, Shapanaba, the Pampeco Parada, Yapaluata, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you and increase you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right, please, at exactly 12 noon, we are going to meet to fire prayer. Make sure you join us. Amen. At exactly 12 p.m., make sure you join us. The Lord is going to do amazing things with us, and whatever He has purposed for our lives will surely come to pass in Jesus' precious mighty name. You are blessed and highly favored. Also, please, let's take note. I think I told us to bring a particular token during Mega One Word from the Lord, which is coming of God willing on Monday.
Good, good. So we are all getting a pure white handkerchief. And also write 7 main things you are believing God to do for you on a sheet of paper and bring with it. God willing, yeah, God willing, on Monday, which is the 29th of April, we are all meeting at exactly 7 p.m. for the Mega One Word from the Lord experience. May the Heavenly Father open the heavens for you. May He order your steps. May He open great doors unto your life. If there is anybody who wants to steal something that belongs to you, may God arrest that person and release into your hands that which belongs to you. In Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. God bless you and favor you all in Jesus' name. We shall meet. Shalom. Bye-bye.
Ranka osoro soro hene ayeyi kani dida ye osumana sa pasase to